My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Great, you made a point of try to line of Sicily. Smiling pictures as you drink a beer in Germany. Funny that he doesn't know what we're talking about. Well, I know you're filling scrapbooks with a man that lets you down. But in 10 years, do you think you'll be around? Well, I miss you, but I don't think I'm the right. Been counting on my blessings, holding on to nothing. And I know he does his best to treat you right. I'm learning all my lessons, find it hard to sleep tonight. Since you've been back on.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
What a perfect day to play left right there. To forget on the line, feeling fine, sitting in the sidewalk chair. And as the daylight fades on the park we swear, spend our spring Rittenhouse Square.
And this song is so good that I don't want to come back inside my Fix It Up Life, because that's a Tim Williams song, Breeze. One of my very favorites, but we are here at Kitty Beach in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, we are.
On a Rebuilding Together 10-house Meredith-partnered rebuild of, I said 10 houses, all around this neighborhood that was absolutely slammed.
Yes.
By
10,
Superstorm
Sandy.
10 Sandy.
To 12 feet underwater, a lot of the houses were.
Yes, and it came right up this inlet here and almost a mile or more inland. And we're here with Jill Waggy from Better Homes and Gardens, who's fired up that I said her name correctly.
You practice right now.
We do.
Yeah. Waggy. Yeah. Would you? No. Wrong. And then there's electroshock involved. The light bulb's dim in the house. It's bad. Maybe we could consult with you on a better...
Well, I'm excited that you're here and that you're making over a house and you're working with not only Better Homes and Gardens, but also Crate and Barrel, too.
Yes, Crate and Barrel.
What a lucky homeowner.
So fantastic. They are such great people. It's been so fun to hear their, you know, to hear what they've been through and be able to make a difference in their home and get them closer to living back in that home again is just amazing.
What is it like... What was it like when you got started, and where are we now?
Where it was started, their floor buckled from the water. The walls were caving in. Basically, the whole entire first floor had to be gutted and started over. And the homeowner's boyfriend has worked on putting a lot of the drywall back up in place, but so much more work needed to be done. So now they have a new hardwood floor installed. Just today I got to see the kitchen cabinetry is installed. They can actually have a kitchen. They haven't had a kitchen.
Since October.
Yeah. Since October.
Wow.
They have not. So today, right now, there are planter boxes being constructed. They just hauled in these 50-pound bags of this gorgeous gravel to fill in like a little outdoor patio space with like a little gravel where the seating area can go on it. There's fence going up. I was about to start siding. That was going to be my job because I can level things. So I was going to be on the leveling team.
Nice.
I was going to level. There's beautiful paint going on. Actually, we had a little bit of a paint moment. Do you
really?
Want a little bit of on-the-scene drama?
Yes.
So the paint crew was starting to get ready to do the painting, and they popped open the can, and we said, that's not the color.
Anxiety,
because
like
you have...
Like, I would start getting hives almost.
It's a little scary, because you've got people...
Hives?
Yeah.
Do I need to call an EMT?
It's because your whole...
one.
You have, you know, how you have furniture, you have little thing, accents, you have stuff that's coming, it's on its way, or it's already installed and you know it's there. And then you try, you look at the color and it's wrong and you say, can I make it work? No, it's not going to work. No. How are we going to fix this?
So this would be what I call in my personal life, fury building on fury. So I'm already wound up about choosing the right color. Okay, so that's layer one. Layer two, wrong color. I am through the roof like a water heater who's like shut off valve blocked.
Yes.
Kaboom!
Yes.
So what did you do?
I called Brett. Brett, we have a problem. But you know what? In about 3 minutes, we had it completely solved. I had the right paint color in my iPhone, and we emailed it to the person who is at the store right now getting the new color. And the big problem was Mountain View, Mountain Lake. Two completely different colors.
Oh, you're hitting me.
Yes. Bright periwinkle blue was what we had, and the entire makeover of the furnishings is all based on this beautiful, lovely gray color. So it wasn't even workable at all. We had to fix it. And I bet
smokes.
Yeah, so we just ran, and they're getting the paint so the paint crew can keep moving.
So you've got all this Crate and Barrel stuff coming.
Yes.
Did you choose it yourself? Was it a team? Did Crate and Barrel do
it? Designer worked with a designer at Crate and Barrel, complete team effort. Worked with a homeowner to find out what color she likes. What's her style? Does she like things that are white or does she like things that are brown? You know, what's your color preference? So she worked with our designer, and Crate and Barrel was fantastic, and everything is coming on one big truck tomorrow.
Oh,
so we're going to have a crew there to unload everything, unpack and set, and then we take pictures on Saturday.
So did your back hurt already from carrying stuff? Never mind carrying furniture.
Yeah,
that's where I go.
Right.
There
you go. Right.
All
right. Yeah.
The emotion, you know, people getting back into their lives. I'm thinking back pain.
No, I'm thinking about a homeowner who lost everything.
Everything.
And then getting to decide what they want and looking at all these beautiful things and talking to you and talking to a designer and. Amazing.
Yep. It was great. What's fun about it is that these houses are so cute, but they're small. They're so cute. But we helped make furnishings choices that are going to help them maximize their space more. So we layered a lot in there to help solve, you know, small space choices and small space storage. So there's a lot of really good information in there, too, for our readers when the story comes out.
Right.
But then we've also helped this family live a little more efficiently in their home.
And the story comes out in
November, the November issue.
So in October, when we get our issue, we can check it out.
You can check it out.
And are you doing any video or anything online, too?
There will be video, online, all kinds of coverage. There's social media, there's Instagramming and tweeting and Facebook posting going on. The social media team is on our house, so every spot will be documented.
At BHG.
At BHG.
At BHG.
At BHG.
At us taking a break. Jill Hodge, Better Homes and Gardens.
Get back to it.
Thank you. I got to go put some siding in.
Yes. And we'll be back with more I Fix It Up Live.
Way back on the radio dial, by God lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note wrapped around a soul. Steel guitar to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. Oh, I can hear them playing. I can hear the ringing of a beat up old guitar. Oh, I can hear them saying, keep on dreaming, even if it breaks too high. Downtown, where I used to wander, old enough to get there, but too young to get inside. I would stay out on the sidewalk, listen to the music playing every Friday night. Oh, I can hear them singing, I can hear the ringing of a beat up old guitar.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweetheart.
Are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and the lights are on.
The lights are on. We're illuminated.
We're joined by Ed Crawford from Phillips Lighting USA. And now, Phillips Lighting is the world's largest company, or just close to it?
Well, we're one of the biggest companies in the world. I guess we're the world's largest lighting company, and that's the part I care about. So, we're a pretty big company.
It's fantastic. We were looking at your website yesterday. Millions and billions and zillions of lighting products.
Too many.
It's fantastic. I mean,
but I have to distill it down to, there's two questions that most of the people like me.
Oh, right. This is the part where we're married,
yeah.
And then now I have to be quiet.
You have to be quiet now.
Okay.
No, one question is about color. The other question is lights,
yep.
Lighting. And the question I get asked a lot by a lot of my friends is, what light bulb should I buy? Which light should I get for my house where I know it's going to last a long time? I know I'm going to have to spend more money than I used to.
Right.
And I'm going to be able to dim, too.
Yep.
What do I get?
What you really want to go with right now is LED, the new LED light bulbs. You know, Philips makes some phenomenal ones. You're looking for EnduroLED is the Philips brand of it. But it's a phenomenal product. It uses 80% less energy than standard incandescent light bulbs. So what you have in your home right now are products called incandescent light bulbs, basically the same light bulb that was invented by Thomas Edison about 100 years ago. The world is moving to LEDs. It's basically digital lighting. It makes light the way televisions pictures and semiconductors. 80% more energy efficient. They last in your home instead of lasting a year. They last for 20 to 25 years. So if you hate changing light bulbs, you probably never have to change one again in that house. And they cost a little more money up front, but they actually save. You get your money back in about a year and a half through energy savings.
Year and a half.
20 to 25 years. So Lexi's 12. By
there
the time you,
you
let her start dating, we'll have to buy a new light bulb.
That's it. No, we always say if you put them in when your kid's in the nursery, you know, they'll be off to college when you have to replace the light bulb. It's phenomenal technology, and
Both
it's ready mind. Now. You know, people have been talking about LEDs for a number of years, but they're really ready for prime time. I mean, you can go into any home improvement store, Home Depot or Lowe's, and you're going to see some phenomenal products. What you want to look for is you want to look for dimmability. You mentioned dimmability. Some of these LED products are not dimmable.
Mm-hmm.
All of the Philips EnduroLED products are dimmable, so you want to look for that on the label if you're using dimmers at home, because you'll kill the life if you don't use them on dimmers. You also want to look for what's called 2700 Kelvin. It'll be a little number right on the product, which that refers to how crisp white light is. And we're used to what we call a warm white light, which is 2700 Kelvin. A lot of LED products are a little too cool. You'll put them in your home and you won't like the quality of the light.
You don't look as good with that light.
You don't.
When you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, wait a second, what happened to me?
You know your lighting. I didn't know you were a lighting gal. That's impressive. But it's true. What's missing from those really cool white lights is red light. White light is made by a combination of lights. It's not one wavelength of light. It's red, green, blue. Just like your television uses red, green, blue, light is made the same way. And if you don't have enough red in the light source, they look very white, and you don't realize why, but you don't look right under it. And the reason is your skin tones, your blood, if there's no red in the light, then you can't see the red in your skin, and you look very pale and washed out.
You look sick.
Yep. So you want to look for 2700 Kelvin. Invest the money, because it seems like a lot for a light bulb, but it's really not. You get your money back in a year and a half, and you save money for the next 20 years.
Love.
Well, taking this global, so to speak, is there someone who's far smarter than me who's figured out how much energy can be saved, how many people can benefit from this over the course of the next 25 years?
It's a great question. That's really the beauty of this technological revolution in lighting, the LED technology, because lighting is 21%, at least in the U.S. Globally, it's a little bit less, but in the United States, it's 21% of electrical consumption is lighting. Now, when you think about that, with LED technology, we have a light source that uses 80% less energy than what you're using in your home today. So if you take that 21%, you can say we could reduce that by 50 or 60 or 80%.
So
you're
really
not just talking about saving money. You're talking about reducing our dependence on foreign oil. It's good for the economy. It's good for our national security even to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. It's low-hanging fruit.
That's I didn't expect an answer that was that fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. And you're here giving back at Rebuilding Together at Garrison Beach.
And we're giving back into a break.
We are.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Well, I miss you, but I don't think I've arrived. I've been counting on my blessings, holding on nothing. I know he does his best to treat you right.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Funny-hour melody feels like a memory. Like a soundtrack on a July Saturday night. 20-hour melody feels like a memory. Like a soundtrack on a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and we're here, we're at the beach, we're lounging around,
we're at the beach, but we're not lounging around at all. There are 10 houses being worked on. We're here at Kitty Beach. They're working on a stage, they're painting, they're sweeping, they're digging, they're
scraping paint.
Yes, they're on the roof over at the snack shack,
building a
the
stage over
area.
Here
there's a lot going on, and they're repairing the lifeguard chairs, too.
Bringing this place literally back to life.
There's everything is going on here.
And we're joined by Dana Point, who is the editor-in-chief of Parents Magazine.
Which I love.
Thank you.
It comes to our house.
Yes, good. I devour. Yes, I do.
I don't read it because I don't love the children. I'm like a regular guy.
So what I do is I read, and then what I do is I say, honey, you have to read this one.
That's right.
You have to read this one.
So leave it on his pillow.
Yes. So I go through the magazine and then tell him what he needs to be reading.
So there are various clips. It's like a clipping service that I have for parenting.
Because
I don't care or anything. So there you go. Now, do you find that with most guys, though?
No. We have a lot of male readers. You know, I mean, we're primarily read by women, but we have a lot of pass along, a lot of that leaving the magazine on the pillow.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have wonderful stories that dads write for us, kind of a peek inside their brain, what's going on there.
So I guess the first thought you're having right now is Mark Clement, freelance writer for Parents Magazine. Probably not. Probably not top drawer there.
Well, if you'll do like a tell-all, something really
interesting. Something so I could then read Parents Magazine and learn all about what's going on inside
of
there.
That's
secrets.
Right.
I actually
Which
love
I
our children.
Which I probably don't want to know. What's
we're
going
actually
on there.
Right now we're working on a story about communication in couples and why it sometimes is that it seems like he just doesn't understand what you say.
Because
and
it's
there are
inexplicable.
Scientific reasons
That's
for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's inexplicable.
Yes.
Science 101.
Yes. We are together 24 hours out of every day, and
wow.
So we work together. We do everything together. And so we are constantly having that moment where he has no idea what I'm talking about at all. And I'm talking and I'm talking, and he just doesn't go anywhere.
Well, August issue, pick it up.
August issue, all the secrets revealed.
Can you give us a little tease what the actual science is, you know, like a little nutshell?
Well, it really has to do with women communicating differently than men. And so when she says something in her way, for example, women often ask a question. So, like, you know, has the dishwasher been unloaded yet? And you might think, no. And what she really means is, could you unload the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Are
I
you
always,
an awesome guy? Yeah, no.
I always ask things like, honey, would you mind if, and then the way he does it is, go do that.
Yeah.
More direct.
Little more direct.
Well, I want to ask you, though, Parents Magazine, and it feels like, we are knowing so much more about all of these different disasters that are going on in the world, and we see all of the pictures, and we're watching TV, and the kids are watching it with us, and they're seeing it, they're hearing about it, people are talking about it. It's got to be something that you guys are addressing at Parents, of how to deal with not only like explaining what's going on, but also getting kids ready and getting involved and even giving back, like Rebuilding Together, where we are now, or just how to get ready for, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes.
We've done stories on all of those topics. We've done stories on preparing your family for a disaster. It's not something that you want to think about as a parent, but you really, things can go so much better if you are prepared as a family. So we did run a piece about that. We've also covered talking to your kids about the news, and there are very age-appropriate ways. I mean, one thing is really the TV shouldn't be on. You know, if you have little kids, I don't know how old the kids are, but it's often on in the background. It can be really hard to turn it off, but you really do have to sort of think about how you receive your news, and there might be times when the kids shouldn't be exposed to it. So we've certainly talked about that, and we've certainly talked about how do you talk to your children when a disaster's happened, when they come home from school and they've learned, even before you see them at night, that something devastating has happened. It's been a really hard year for families in this country.
It really has been.
Do you also find, you raise a good point about school, that teachers become sort of a front line for I don't know what?
They do, and some schools have done a really good job of communicating with families about what it is or isn't, what they are or aren't saying to the kids in the school setting, you know. Some you know, depending on the age, of course, mm-hmm. like some schools would have kind of a blackout and not talk about it and leave it for the families to cope with when they get the kids home at night. And then with older kids, there will be a conversation in the classroom.
And as far as the conversation goes, I know this is an impossibly vague question, but is there such a thing as over-talking it, spending too much time on it?
I mean, in general, with little kids, and that's primarily who we're talking to, everything from a disaster to, you know, like a friend breakup between 2 5-year-olds is a bigger deal to the parents than it often is to the children. So if you are continually going back and working over and over the topic with your child, you might introduce anxiety. I'm not saying don't talk about it. And certainly if the child brings it up or if there's anything in the kid's behavior that seems unusual, you know, they're not sleeping or they're moody or they're crawling in your bed every night when they don't normally, things like that, obviously talk about it. But so often I think we as parents just kind of overthink a little bit and that you don't want to kind of work over and over and over the disturbing topic.
We do that a lot at our house.
Really, really good advice.
But it is really good advice, and that's something that we struggle with as parents. We have a 4-year-old and a 12-year-old. And so
your 12-year-old's bringing stuff home, probably, that your 4-year-old might not really even be aware of.
Or understand that it has anything to do with him whatsoever at all, because he's 4.
Yeah.
So
you're going to tell him where you were today and out at the beach here post-Sandy?
But in a 4-year-old way.
Yeah,
for the 12-year-old,
we didn't load it up 3 days before and say, we're going, now we're going.
I think kids have become much more aware of weather and disasters between the hurricane and then the tornado.
Well, we're aware we have to take a break.
Yes, and we have to learn about communication, too, in the August issue.
Dana from Parents Magazine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more from Garrison Beach and Kitty Beach in Brooklyn and Rebuilding Together right after this.
Sunny days sweeping the clouds away on our way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? On our way, everything is A-okay. Friendly faces there for you to meet. Can you tell me how to get? Can you tell me how to get? Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street. Get to Sesame Street.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
You can always be found. No, you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home.
Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and we are beaching it.
We are at the beach
lounging around while literally hundreds of people around us work like dogs.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what you want to say.
They are working like crazy. I mean that in a positive
way.
We
aren't lounging around.
No, we're not. This is our job.
And they aren't working like dogs either. They're happy volunteers.
I mean that in a positive way.
I don't understand how that
I also feel supervisory while I'm standing here watching other people work.
This is where men and women, we don't really, you know, talk to each other very well.
No, we talk in the same area.
I guess dogs is a compliment.
I think it's cool.
Okay.
Dennis, you're the head of store operations from Lowe's.
Right.
And Lowe's is a huge partner here with Rebuilding Together. And what's your take on the working like dogs?
Well, I tell you, it's incredible when you see all the employees out in all the stores or from the surrounding stores in the area. They are working really hard. I've seen them, I think, now in four different projects, and they're doing a great job. But they are working really hard.
Do you have, like, statistics that you know how many people are here, or do you need to collect that later?
We have over 80 people on site today, and they're working on four different projects. And I've seen just about all of them. They're covered in paint. They're covered in concrete mix. They're putting decking down. They're building fences. So over 80 people out here are really busy today.
Oh, that is fantastic. So excited. And, like, I see everyone in the vest. I see people
right
in the Lowe's vest all around here at Kitty Beach. And that's kind of really exciting to see everybody out of the stores, out of where they usually are, and out here volunteering.
Right. They're all excited, all volunteering, as you said, from all the surrounding stores in the Jersey area and Brooklyn. And we've got the store managers. We've got the market directors are out here. We've got the area human resource teams. We've got area operations folks. So it's not just our store employees. It's all of our area support people are out here helping as well. And we've got some people here with me today from the home office in Charlotte, and they're all volunteering, getting paint on them, so we're having a good time.
Well, I can say that two of the stronger guys that I've seen out here with Lowe's vests on helped us move our lifeguard bench into our set, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, we had some over there packing some 80-pound bags of concrete, too. So we've got some pretty big folks at Lowe's that can help move some stuff around.
But this is hardly the only project Lowe's is involved with around the country.
Right. We've had we actually have another project that we're doing with Rebuild Together in up in Columbus, Ohio. And we've got one coming later up in Houston. So we've got quite a few things going on. We've been involved in a lot of projects in this area since Sandy. We actually fed over 100,000 people on Thanksgiving. So we've been really involved in the community. A lot of our employees, you know, live in these areas. So, you know, it's important to us that we, you know, we give back to the community. But we also know that we're working together with our own employees and their families to help go, you know, get things going. So It's important to us.
Wow. Fed over 100,000
people. 100,000
people. How did that work?
Well, it was a lot of effort. A lot of effort.
We no one knows.
That was just a month after Sandy hit.
We had our community relations team and our store teams and a lot of people from the home office. We partnered with a couple of companies to help us put the meals together, but we handed them out in all the Jersey stores. So I was actually at the Tom's River store. Handed out a lot of meals. You know, people just didn't have power. So, and we, you know, wanted to make sure that everybody ate at least had a Thanksgiving dinner. So
that is absolutely unbelievable.
It was great. It was great.
You must have been shipping food in from miles and miles away.
Yeah, you know, we actually put that together in about a week, and we had. We had people coming in from the home office. We had all of our stores in the Brooklyn area in New Jersey and everybody helping out. But, yeah, we brought things up from Texas and from the Midwest. So we were able to put it together in a week and feed a lot of people. So it was good to see our employees all got out and helped. And we also delivered a lot of the meals out into the community. They had the opportunity to come to the stores and pick up a meal. But for those that couldn't, we delivered them out. So. That was good.
Put them on Lowe's trucks and took them
absolutely,
out.
Absolutely. We deliver more than appliances. So.
Well, my next question is not really as good as when I go to the store, where's the crown molding?
The crown molding, yeah.
How do you feed 100,000 people? Where do you find the 2x4s?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that is absolutely
amazing. That is beautiful.
Absolutely amazing.
Now, have you been able to get on a project yet today, or are you sort of moving around and checking out what everyone's doing?
Yeah, I was over on a project building a deck, so I had to carry some concrete mix. I was telling them it'd been a while since I've hauled 80-pound bags of concrete, but it was good. We were building a deck and helping put up some fencing as well. So. And some of my team members that were here with us were doing some landscape work. So, yeah, it's good to get out there and sweat a little bit and work with the employees and talk to them about what's going on and just be a part of everything that's going on here that's really good.
And making such a big difference
in
the community.
Awesome. Yeah, it's incredible.
Such a big difference.
Yeah, it is. And just I had an opportunity to talk to Dennis, one of the homeowners. We shared the same first name and just, you know, listening to their experience and then, you know, having the opportunity to help them out a little bit and really it's good for it was good for them, but it's really good for us too. You know, our employees love to get out in the community and help give back. So.
And the local store here must be so excited that everyone's here too, because what a big sort of team building that's going on
absolutely.
Here for them.
Well, to get a chance to get out and work together on a project like this, this is the fabric of what Lowe's is all about. You know, we're very community-minded, and, you know, we live in these communities, we work in these communities. We're more than just a retailer, so, you know, it's great for us to get out with our employees and in the stores and talk about something other than, you know, selling building materials. It's good hands-on experience, but it's also good just to spend some time together and to really understand, you know, what's going on in our communities and how we can be a bigger part of it. So our employees really enjoy that.
I like that because it is about making home. It's not just about a house. It's about home. It's
not
about community.
Not about sticks and boards.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and, you know, every customer has a story. And, you know, and our employees get out here and they can really relate to what's going on and they can do a better job, you know, servicing the needs of the customers in the store. And being out here, they really get a sense of what's going on, so it helps them connect better.
Okay.
Well, it's going to help us disconnect.
Ah!
All right.
We have to take a break.
All
Dennis
right.
from Lowe's, thank you on
my
behalf
pleasure.
Of Rebuilding Together and on behalf of my Fix It Up Life
yes.
joining us.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be back with more from Kitty Beach in Brooklyn, New York, right after this.
All right.
Searching for a place that's home. What you always fail to find. So while you're wandering around, you.
More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
I see yours deep inside, frightened of this thing that I become. Gonna take a lot to drag me away. There's nothing that 100 men no more could ever do. I've left the rains down in Africa. Gonna take the time to do the thing we never had.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life. With my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
The wind is blowing so hard,
it's
I can't see
blowing.
The buttons.
Yes, and babe, you're not a professional engineer.
I'm not. I'm an uncertified lifeguard.
You're uncertified at pushing the buttons on the board. We need a certified person to push the buttons. Yeah. Very
and
cool.
We are joined by Dana Bowen from Rachel Ray Magazine.
Every day with Rachel Ray.
Every day. And she is cooking up a storm.
Painting
of
up a storm.
That's
too.
Right. We're painting
she
the
has
kitchen
the
yellow.
Oven.
My hands are completely covered.
Yes. And that is a sign of somebody who's working very hard.
We're having fun. I'll tell you what's going on over here in Garrettson Beach today is pretty exciting and inspiring. And these folks need a new kitchen for their community center, and we were really happy to dive in and pull out the cabinets, and they're getting new cabinets, new dining room tables, new sinks, and a bright, shiny kitchen, and lots of cookware, thanks to Rachel Way.
Well, that is so cool, and the Volleys, where everybody comes, has become a place where literally everybody is coming every week because of Sandy.
That's right. You know, what happened after Sandy is, unfortunately, so many people lost their kitchens, which were on the first floor. And so they would gather at the community center to cook their meals, and they did something they had never really done before, which was sit down and break bread with all of their neighbors. And when that happened, of course, it was a beautiful thing. And after everyone went back into their homes, they realized that they missed the act of sitting down with their friends and eating meals. So they have continued the tradition by hosting weekly spaghetti suppers. And it's just a wonderful way for them to get together and realize that even though tragedy can strike, sometimes there's some good in the way that it brings the community together.
Sort of a silver lining kind of.
That's right. And what better way to do it than over food, which really nourishes the community in other ways.
So I've seen so many community centers that have like one old guy walking around and they're sweeping the floor. You know, he doesn't know where the light switch is.
Oh my goodness! Really?
Yes, I've seen it.
How many community centers are you going to? Is that where you are when I'm looking for you?
He's hanging out with the guy. He is the guy.
I am the guy. My community center tour of North America. Yeah.
So this one is extra special because it's run by a woman named Doreen who really helped to organize the food when people weren't able to cook in their kitchens. And now what she's hoping to do is start a cooking school cooking classes for kids after school in the community.
Oh.
And so that's the other thing, of course, we were very excited about. Rachel Ray and her Yummo organization helps work with kids. And so we are really excited to help her get that cooking school off the ground.
That is so amazing. What a great skill to be able to go. No, I mean, that's such essential to your life. And we say this to our 12-year-old, unfortunately. She hears it all the time, is life skills.
That's
you got to have life
gotta
skills.
Got to have them.
That's right.
Got to have them. You can't get dinner at home by sweeping it up. over a barcode.
Well, you know,
you've got to know how to make stuff.
That's it. And more kids are, you know, graduating from high school, and because of these great cooking programs that are happening around the city, they can cook dinner for their family, and that's a great thing.
That is really a good thing.
Now, and this is one of our other mantras, is healthy eating and eating real food instead of so much processed food. I mean, look, if there was a chocolate chip cookie over there, I'd steamroll that guy to go get it. don't get me wrong.
Right.
But you got to be able to eat good food. And Rachel Ray makes so many delicious dishes.
Yeah, she sure does.
Is that part of it?
She's all about cooking from scratch. And, you know, when you know how to cook, then you're able to work with ingredients. You know, shortcut cooking with processed foods is easy and fast. It's not cooking, but if you really are empowered with the skills, and that's what this cooking school will be about. It's helping those kids realize that they could get a bunch of fresh veggies, a bunch of great local meats, and just cook up a meal.
And it's not about exactly following a recipe either,
because once
you have the fundamentals of how to do different things and how to prepare vegetables, how to chop, how to do this, how to do that, then you can sort of, it's kind of like jazz.
I know, Dana from Everyday with Rachel Ray, thanks for joining us, but this interview just ended.
But, you know, you sort of have all of those rules, and then you can sort of make your own, make it be yourself.
You know,
like
it's so funny you say that, because we have a column in the magazine called Twists on a Dish, where we say, okay, take one recipe, and you can spin it in all different directions, so be it potato salad, or, you know, tacos, or hot dogs. Kind of make it your own.
Yeah.
And so that's what I kind of think is wonderful about the spaghetti suppers that they're doing, because one person is cooking a meal, and then everybody is they're bringing lots of dishes from home.
Yeah.
And so everybody's bringing their, like, local specialties or their home specialties.
Now,
and that's inspiring, too, because then you go home, and then during the week you're like, you know, Betty made this. I'm going to try it. And then I'm going to make it with this because I have this in my refrigerator.
And that's how the jazz begins.
Yes, it is. That's how I like to cook at home, because people always ask, what's the recipe for that? And I'm like, there's no recipe. I just make stuff. Just make stuff. How you feel.
That's it. That's how you feel.
Once you know the principles of basic cooking, you can sort of just go with it.
Well, I have a question for you, which is something I battle with at home. I saw on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's at Rachel Ray Mag, right?
Okay, yeah.
And I saw on your Twitter page that you have tips for keeping the kitchen clean, like pros keep their kitchens clean.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of them? Can you
share
a couple of them?
Sure, happy to. Well, you know, this is something I'm still trying to teach my husband. This, you have to cook, you have to clean as you go. You have
another under the bus. I'll be over here.
Yes.
Thanks.
My husband and I love to cook together, but my station, my area always is clean because I clean up as I go. And his, it's like, okay, everything's all over the place. But one of the key to keeping, you know, after a meal, the last thing you want to do is have to spend hours cleaning up the kitchen. So it's about those little things as you're cooking. You know, Rachel, of course, keeps her garbage bowl where she's just dumping all of the stuff in a bowl so she doesn't have to, you know, spend time walking to the garbage can every minute.
It's a great idea.
It's a really great idea. It's a quick way to keep the
kitchen
clean.
That's a way to get men to do it as they go, too. They don't want to be bothered with it. And then you go in the kitchen, it's like bears were in your kitchen that you have to clean off of, like, a whole pack of bears.
Yeah, a whole pack of bears. So we're changing the name of the column in the magazine to Jazz It Up.
Jazz it up.
All right.
Guys.
We're dancing our way into a break. We'll be back with more I Fix It Up Live.
The concrete subsides, scattered trash in the streets. There's a man broken down by town on his knees. 30 years worth of tears, bleeding knees. Here I please turn it up, tune it in. City's alive, singing rooftop sky, beating hearts to a tie. We won't know till we try. Take this tonight, fighting darkness to light. Don't give up, don't give in.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of costs and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credits.
So whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're here at Kitty Beach in Brooklyn, New York. They're rebuilding together Super Build.
Super Build with superpower volunteers all around us fueling up.
And we're joined by one of Rebuilding Together's core sponsors, CBRE, and Matt Van Buren, who's got the best golf jacket on ever.
Thank
it's
you very
super
much.
Super sweet sunglasses.
Yes.
Yes.
You look kind of stealth today.
I'm keeping warm and
making
sure my visibility is good.
But CBRE, you guys have partnered with Rebuilding Together for quite some time now. And what's the core of that relationship? Like, I guess, bluntly, why are you here?
Well, we're in the real estate services business, and the analogy is just like in the residential world, you buy a home and fix a home, maintain a home, sell a home. The same principles exist in the business world. And so sheltering is a key part of our business, and it made great sense for us to be involved in this kind of thing. Also, we have several thousand employees here in the New York region, and we were very affected by Sandy, so it made particular sense for us to be a part of this event today.
Wow. And you have volunteers from CBRE that are here on the ground helping today.
We do. We have 50 volunteers today, and they're women. We have a women's group within our company formed by employees, very consistent with our view of having diversity in our workforce. And so the women led us today. I think I'm actually the only male here today.
Oh, that's really good.
Well, that says something about you that they let you come with them.
They did. But they're enjoying giving me direction.
Maybe that's why the glasses. Maybe they can keep a low profile. Now, do you see, from a pure volunteerism standpoint, do you see a difference between doing it and not doing it back at the office? You know, like a team building kind of?
For sure. Yeah. It's a tremendous way for us to come together, look beyond our own business, our own interests, and really do something for somebody else. You know, we do have a national organization, CBRE Cares. It's an umbrella for many of our philanthropic activities. We're very active. Real estate is, in its essence, a local business, so you're really a part of the community. This is a tremendous kind of way for us to focus beyond ourselves. And in a community like this, frankly, it feels great to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it's sort of a drive across town or a very short trip for you to be right here, right in the thick of it, meeting people. In fact, someone was sitting here earlier showing you pictures from the 60s of what this place used to be like before Sandy.
Wow.
It was truly incredible. I mean, it really was. And to see this community 40 or 50 years ago and see that in many ways much has changed and in some ways not a thing has changed makes you want to really restore it to what it is and help the people of this community get back fully on their feet, I suppose you'd say.
And the pride of everybody that works at CBRE that's here, and they go home and they tell everybody what they did today and that they can say that they were helping in a community, the community that's right near where they live, must be tremendous.
It is, Teresa. I mean, I'll tell you, the interesting thing is when Sandy hit, I mean, it was devastating. We have something like 2,200 employees in the tri-state area and like you know, many folks, it was hard to get to work and even, you know, leave your home and do the basic things in life. But we were on the front lines of bringing back those major buildings in downtown Manhattan. So we were the essential first parties in there, pumping out water, checking their systems, and beginning to assess the damage. So we had a really tumultuous, you know, challenging time for those first weeks after Sandy, getting people to their jobs and then, you know, performing in their jobs so that New York's business could come back to life.
It sounds like it's almost a push-pull. You've got to do this thing. Nobody thinks anything goes wrong with big buildings, by the way. The elevators always go up, the toilets always flush down. They're automatic, obviously. I don't even know why you have a job. But there they are. They don't have power because power was gone all over the place. They can't get through the streets. The trains aren't running right. Yet they have to leave their house to go help turn the business world back on because that can't stop either.
Yeah, it was truly amazing. And, I mean, there were individual stories of CBRE employees really extending themselves. Days, you know, sometimes living in the buildings, we were getting funds to just get to delis to get basic food. And we had employees on the ground for 2 or 3 weeks with very little time, you know, back at their own homes. In fact, part of the charitable work that we did was to look after our own. We had a number of people who lost many of their possessions, several that lost their homes. And so it hit home both in that business way and in that very personal way for us.
Well, CBRE really does care.
We indeed do.
And we would care to make this last longer.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Lost in a dream, don't know which way to go. 'Cause I've been fooled before, don't like to get love called in a slamming door. How about some information, please? Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Am I caught in a hit and run?
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Rich, you made a point to try to line up Sicily. Smiling pictures as you drink the beer in Germany. Funny that he doesn't know what we're talking about.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And
today we've been talking about rebuilding after disaster with editors from Every Day with Rachel Ray, Family Circle, Parents Magazine, Better Homes and Gardens. And we've been talking about rebuilding families and rebuilding communities and rebuilding everyday life. You know, the people in this community at Garrettson Beach were under 10 to 12 feet of water, and it was rushing down the street, and it was rushing through this community from Kitty Beach. And people still, to this day, have things in their yards. And it looks from just walking around town that those things are things that have been taken out of their homes or have landed on their yards and are still 6 months later from Sandy. And they might not be able to get to it yet because they're so busy trying to do other things to fix their homes, fix their roofs or whatever. And there could be family treasures in them that they can't part with, which is why they're sort of in that middle area that's not trash and it's not back in the house or anything yet because they haven't been able to deal with it yet. And I can just imagine, and, you know, I'm putting myself in that place, Mark, you know, where I can imagine if that happened to us, and our things, and I have such attachment to things, and I think it might be because I'm a designer,
that when I see a thing, I remember all the things around it, why I got it, who gave it to me. And it's so hard to separate myself and those memories from those objects. And you call me a pack rat because of it.
Well, as the personally elected trash captain of my fix-it-up life, I love throwing things away because it feels to me like it's a clean slate. But you can tell when something has an intrinsic value. That's why it's there.
Was that like, because I don't want you to throw it away? Well, that's how it has an intrinsic value, is when you say, you know those tennis rackets that you've had for 10 years that you haven't used in 10 years? Well, I want to throw them away. No. I want to give them away. No. We've been having this conversation for 10 years, and finally, just this week, I've decided to let them go.
And that was a big step.
It's a big step for me.
But you can also make a big step in the other direction. And that thing that you can feel its value, you know it's there, you can bring it back to life maybe as a different thing and a different object.
And that's one of the things that makes it difficult for me to get rid of objects in our home. One, because I can remember the day I got it and why, and you know, our family did X, Y, or Z with it, and it's so important because it has so much rich history. The other thing is that I can't resist seeing potential for every single object on the planet. That could be, we could take that and we could make it into a light. We could take that and we could make it into a stool. We could take that and we could take all the fabric and we could make it into a really cool quilt. Like, I'm constantly, it's like a maze of all kinds of crazy, awesome ideas that I can't sort of resist.
Well, that's a big part of the project we're doing with Krylon called the Color Master Challenge.
The Color Master Challenge.
24 projects, 24 hours. Go. We're testing them out now in the yard to see if they work, to see how they work. It's coming up.
Well, the thing is that it does look a little Sanford and Son at our house because we always have projects going on and we always have something in the yard that we're working on. But it's not that often that we have 24 separate projects happening all at once in our yard. So there are dressers and like a ceiling fan and piles of lumber.
A wall.
And
doors.
Cans of spray paint and just all kinds of stuff all over the place because Mark's going through all of the logistics of how to execute all these projects in 24 hours with Jeff Devlin, who's our friend.
And host of DIY Network's I Hate My Bath and a guitar player and a nice guy.
He is a super nice guy and he's got super nice kids too.
Yeah. We're also working with Shelley Smith from the House of Smiths and Jennifer Hadfield from Tater Tots and Jell-O and Gail Wilson from My Repurposed Life. They're all going to take a smaller project, take it on with Jeff, and then well, Jeff and I kind of orchestrate the entire circus.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Live.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how, you know, Shelley and Jennifer and Gail are going to work with the two of you because I have to say, you guys have worked together before. You worked on an episode of Drill Team for A&E, and you have known each other for years. I can just imagine, and I'm going to be tuning in and watching it live streaming on Krylon's Facebook page, and you have to know I'm going to be sending some comments in.
That's right.
But it's going to be, like, I don't know. I just can imagine you guys having such an awesome time building projects together.
Well, I mean, Jeff's such a super guy, and he loves what he does so much.
And he's like a woodworker. Like
contagious.
He's a woodworker, and
yes. He
loves to build sort of singular objects and pieces, furniture pieces and things like that, and cabinets and those things. And you are a carpenter, and you like to run them, gun them, go fast.
Jeff's already been talking about what can we dovetail, and I kept telling him, what are we not going to dovetail?
So I think the two of you, he's going to be trying to be meticulous with all of the details, and you're going to say, we have 24 projects to build, Jeff. Come on, let's go.
Well, some of the details of this event, the Krylon Color Master Challenge, 24 projects in 24 hours, it's live June 28th and 29th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days. You can find out more at colormaster24and24.com or at Krylon Brand on Twitter.
Well, it sounds kind of like you're ready for this challenge.
It sounds like I'm ready. We're going to have to tune in live to find out.
So, guys, check it out next week. I'll be tuning in, too, and I can't wait. So make sure you send us your questions at info@myfixituplife.com and tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
What a 10 years, do you think you'll be around? Well, I miss you, but I don't think I up the right. Been counting on my blessings, holding on to nothing, and I know he does his best to treat you right. Well, I'm learning all my lessons, finding hard to sleep tonight. Been back on and after all we talked about, still putting on your phones with him and da-da-da. Funny that he doesn't know what we're talking about. And how long do you sing until you make a stand? You got a story to tell the truth to your man. Funny that he doesn't know what we're talking about. And I know you're